It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to another installment of Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State was admitted to the WCHA. Bemidji City residents in the state of Minnesota kicked in for the Bemidji Regional Event Center. Tom Ceratori talks about the lead-up to that first-ever game at the Sanford Center next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. The Bemidji Regional Event Center was built. Naming rights hadn't yet been issued. The first opponent, University of North Dakota. BSU head coach Tom Ceratori, looking back, says the lead-up to that game was almost too much to handle.
Do you know what? The first game, I think, was one of those games you were looking forward to it to being over because there was so much build-up. You know what? It wasn't even about the game. It was about the event. And I know I was so darn nervous having to play the best. We always know North Dakota is going to be one of the top teams in college hockey, but that year they were stacked. And so I'm just nervous. Guys, can we stay on the ice with these guys? And you want to make sure that, again, back to the old Notre Dame game, very similar mentality. I just want to have a good game. I want to have a good game against these guys in our opening weekend that we're going to be at home. And I'm going, gosh, did we pick the wrong team to play? Maybe we should have played somebody else in the WCHA, but it was very important to us to play our friends of the West, North Dakota. And so there, the build-up for the game, there was just so many outside distractions, Schultze. But again, I think once the puck dropped, it was like, a sigh of relief. Now let's play.
Well, Bemidji State may have lost that first game. They did score on their very first shot on goal in the Sanford Center, thanks to Jamie McQueen.
Oh, boy, it was. No, you're exactly right. We got that picture in the locker room, and Queener scores on the first shot, and I think they beat us 5-2 that game. And that was the kickoff, though, Schultze, and what a facility, and all that hard work by a lot of people came to fruition.
So what did Tom Ceratori want to make out of the Sanford Center? In the years leading up to building the Bemidji Regional Event Center, now the Sanford Center, Bemidji State head hockey coach Tom Ceratori meticulously looked over plans of other rinks, even climbing up ladders to take tape measures to measure the size of the banners. No stone was unturned.
There's a lot of things we did right. There's no question. Is there a few things I would do different right now? Absolutely. But I think anybody that probably builds a house or does any type of construction right there has any impact on what they're doing, whether it's a remodel job, whether it's building a house or what, would probably do some things different. But the bottom line is we put a lot of work into it, went to a lot of different places. My concern was I just wanted to make sure that we have a facility that the fans can be proud of, that our alumni, when they come down in the hockey area, can be proud of. And it's a museum for them, and it's a celebration for all their hard work when they were a Beaver, and that our players can come into that hockey area. And I tell every recruit, we have everything here to make you a player, other than putting a heart in your chest and guts in your belly. You provide that, we'll provide the rest. And it's a no question. It's a great facility.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.